This is a spoken essay blended into a poem. Dignity through solidarity. What is so pressing about this moment in time? What are the existential threats to the human species? We know all too well. Pandemic diseases, pollution, climate chaos, habitat decimation, loss of biodiversity, resource depletion, escalation of brutal hostilities, and expansion of weapons with annihilation capabilities. And here we are, humbly, as cognitive humans, Homo sapiens, struggling to grasp the urgency to cooperate, to take healthy care of our earthly habitat, much as we witness in other cooperating eusocial species. What are those? Multi-generations, jointly caring for their young, dividing labor, and cooperatively tending and protecting the nest against threats. Groups, all the way down. It's a chapter in D.S. Wilson's book, Evolution for Everyone. What does it mean? The individual human's body is already a group of cooperating organs. And those organs are in turn groups of cooperating tissues. And those tissues are groups of cooperating cells that are in turn groups of cooperating molecules. Groups cooperating at each level of complexity all the way down. What does that mean for us now? Individual humans and human groups must see the need to cooperate immediately, to tackle the threats against the entire species, against the earth itself, that is our home and source of life. Each group that cooperates with another group to form a stronger, larger group improves its chances to adapt to the flux of environmental changes, enhancing its chances to survive. Darwinian survival of the fittest has been misconstrued. Sure, individuals in a given circumstance may survive by being more competitive, antagonistic, or aggressive, yet the species characterized by cooperation are the ones that have survived and thrived so successfully. We must also realize that as humans, we live embedded in a double paradox. First, we are simultaneously individuals and social animals. We must constantly navigate the push and pull of each. Second, we are not just symbol-using animals, we actually cannot comprehend our world and our human condition within it, separate from the learned, symbolic linguistic systems, our languages, that construct apprehensions of reality for us. In this age of threats to our very existence, for us to be able to discern and be able to act upon the best strategies to avert extinction, planetary destruction, we need to keep this double paradox as guideposts. If I may quote the preeminent biologist E.O. Wilson, history makes no sense without prehistory, and prehistory makes no sense without biology. And so, solidarity. What's that you say? Solidarity. No, there's no other way. For human dignity, in adaptive unity, in panoramic diversity, it's actually how we came to be. Solidarity. You have your doubt. It's survival of the fittest. Please check this out. Evolutionarily, it's groups all the way down. Even the simplest cell, in order to stay alive, its components all cooperate. That's how molecules survive. At the level of species here on planet Earth, we evolved to be eusocial. We know how it works. Multi-generations together tend the nest. Division of labor and care for the young, life coalesced. Shall we fry? Shall we drown? Shall we fight each other viciously and bring it all down? Or shall we see the light of possibility through ingenuity, through human dignity, respecting ecology, the life-sustaining strategy of solidarity? Thank you.